You may be seated. You know, when I was graduating, that was my verse that I held on to. And so I encourage all you graduates, as you are preparing and you're leaving, find your verse. What is the one that you're going to lean on and that you're going to hope in? And what I encourage you to do, put it on a sticky note, put it on your bathroom mirror, put it on your school books, wherever you go, whatever you need to, whatever it is in your life that you look at the most, where you can look down and be reminded of your verse that gives you hope anytime you see it. I think that's really encouraging. I want to talk to you for just a moment. Like I said, we've got something else that's going to go on too, so I'm not going to preach a 3-hour sermon, only about an hour and a half, so don't worry. But what I want to talk to you about is a statement that means a lot to me, and I want to jump right in. Here's what it means, or what it is. It's two words. Lean in. Lean in. And I don't know if I've talked to you about this before, but that's a statement that has just stuck with me for a very long time. It's something back whenever I was in youth ministry and I constantly had seniors that were graduating. It was a statement that I would try to instill in them. Lean in, lean in. And what I mean by that is this. First of all, body language is really important, right? You can tell when somebody is interested based on how they are sitting, can't you? I mean, that's one of the most frustrating things, by the way. All you high schoolers, you did this at some point in your life, okay? At some point, you said, oh yeah, I'm interested. I'm listening. What? Right? And it's like, we see through it, but we just realize you're just too stubborn to even talk to about it. But lean in. You know, you can tell that person who's on the edge of their seat, who says, tell me, I'm listening. You know, I don't have the answer. I want to know. That posture of leaning in, and there are a few areas that I want to talk to you about specifically this morning, just three things that I want you, as you move on, to lean into. And I think it's going to bless your life as you transition to the next chapter, which is really exciting, and it's really scary, and it's really frustrating, and it's really happy, and it's all of those things all mixed in, because that's what happens when we transition to another step of our life. And look, this is not, first of all, it's not the first time you've ever transitioned to something new, so it's not like you've, but this is your biggest transition so far up to this point in your life. And here's the thing, if you don't learn how to do these things now, then you're not going to handle the other transitions that are coming, because now that you are where you are, here's a truth you have to understand. I wish I could preach to you a different sermon that says, this is the scariest time of your life. But it's not. It's the beginning of a life full of transitions and full of the question of what's next. And if you don't learn how to handle it well and with faith today, it's going to be more difficult, not impossible, but it's going to be more difficult to answer that question tomorrow. You with me? So here's what I have to say to you. First of all, is lean into, and this is the most comforting, I think, lean into God's plan. Lean into His plan and His direction. Because often, like I said, the biggest question in your mind is, what is next? What does life look like? Where am I going to go to school? Back up. Am I going to go to school? Is that right for me? Is there another path? Where will I work? What will be my major? What's it going to be like to live alone? Am I only going to eat mac and cheese and ramen noodles for my 4 years of college? Don't follow my example. Never mind. I'm not going to tell you what I did. It's embarrassing. I already started it. Now you're going to all ask me anyway. Don't cook your ramen noodles in Solo cups in the microwave. I know I have cancer. I just haven't found it yet, right? Like, that is not healthy when your Solo cup comes out half the size that it was going in. And you still eat it anyway and don't think anything about it. Look, if I made it through, you're going to make it through too. But this is the thing. Lean in to God's plan, because ultimately what you're trying to do right now is plan your life more than you ever have before. That's the thing. You stepped into a new place of independence in your life. You've now got more freedom than you've ever had before. You also now have more decisions to make than you have ever had to make before. And that is exciting, and it's freeing, and it's terrifying. And that's okay. That's how it's supposed to be. And you will be okay if you, first of all, lean into God's plan, because God has a plan for you. Even when it doesn't seem like it, and even when you come home and you talk to your parents and at school and in front of your friends, you're like, oh yeah, no, I think I'm going to go major in this. But then at home, you go to your parents and you're like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what's going to happen. What am I going to, I'm going to fail at life. Right? Like that was always my reaction on the inside. But in reality, understanding and knowing, God's got a plan. And His plan is better than your plan. And if you hold on to that, it's going to help you. And so here's a few verses for you. Proverbs 16 and verse 9. It says, in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. In other words, you're going to have a plan. That's a good thing. I'm not saying don't plan. Just go willy-nilly. Now, if you don't have a plan at all, keep thinking and keep praying, right? That plans are good. But don't get so attached to your plan that you miss the Lord's direction in your life. Be flexible. That's one of the things I've always said. Everybody do this right here. All adults too, even if you think it's silly. Come on. Right? And say, blessed are the flexible, for they do not break. I have done that for so many years, and I will continue to do it, right? Blessed are the flexible, for they do not break. And so sometimes when I'm being really stubborn, it comes back to bite me, because that's what happens when you stand in front of people and you preach things you do not live. And when I'm not living it and I'm stressed about something and I'm not being flexible, Avery will look at me and she'll go, and I'll say, stop it. Blessed are the flexible, for they do not break. Psalm 32 and verse 8, I will instruct you. This is the Lord speaking to you. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. God has a plan for you. So you plan your life. We plan it in our hearts, but the Lord's going to be the one who directs your steps. Lean into His plan. Number two, lean in to God's word. Joshua chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. I love this scripture. It says, be strong and very courageous, and be careful to obey all the law that my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may, listen, here's why. Okay, I should do what the, you know, word says. I should follow the Bible. I should do these. Why? Well, because that's what people told me to. No, no, no. That you may be successful wherever you go. If you want to be successful, hold on to the values of your faith that you were raised with. He says, verse 8, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it, and then you will be prosperous and successful. Lean into God's word and lean into His plan like never before, and then you'll have success. I love that verse that we read. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. But this last one is the one I really want you to listen to. So lean into what I'm about to say. Lean in to your faith. I can't state that enough to you. Lean in to your faith. A 2017 study showed that 2/3 of teens will drop out of church when they go to college. Don't be another statistic. Don't be that person. Stay connected to the church. Parents, this is a challenge for you as well. You can't live their faith for them, but we go with them to tour colleges. We go with them to tour and find out what their room's going to look like. Why don't we invest in their faith as well and say, let me help you find a church. I'll go with you to your first service so that at least you have somebody to sit by. And let's just go scan it out and see what you think about it. And I'm here with you. Make that a priority. We want to see how beautiful the campus is. We want to see all the places they'll go to class. We want to see where they're going to live. What about where they're going to go to church? Or the people they're going to get connected with? You, listen, seniors, you need to find people who will challenge you in your faith, who will look at you and say, because they love you, how are you doing? And I'm not just asking you how you're doing. Oh, just, no, not the typical, oh, hey, how are you? Oh, I'm good. But somebody who'll say, how are you doing in your spiritual life? How are you doing in your struggles? And somebody that you can be real with and open with and share with, staying connected to your church family and finding people who will challenge you. Listen, here's the deal. Here's what I believe. Most teenagers don't fall away from the church because they want to go and live a wild life, right? Most don't. In fact, of those who fall away, there was another study done. Have y'all ever read the book Sticky Faith? Y'all ever heard of that before? This statistic is one that I pulled from that book, which is an awesome book. If you want a good book, read Sticky Faith, okay? But I pulled this statistic from there, and it said, of those who leave the church when they go to college, and it's not just leaving the church, they leave their faith, totally leave their faith behind. And it said, of those, 20% planned while they were in high school that, nah, I'm done with this. 20%. 80% believe that when they go, they genuinely believed, I'm going to stay plugged in. And then they fell away. You remember that illustration that I've said before where, you know, I was out fishing with my brother-in-law and I'm in the boat. You remember this? And my brother-in-law, he's the fisherman, right? And I'm just the guy that's like tagging along, you know? And he says, hey, hold the boat here by the dock. And I'm going to go back down the trailer. And it was a pretty far walk for him. And I was like, man, this is boring. So I'm like looking at my phone doing whatever. And all of a sudden I look back up and I hear Cody yelling at me from the shore, Nathan! And I look up and I am so far away from the job. I drifted. I didn't even know that I was moving, but I was slowly being pulled back out into the lake. And soon I looked up and I didn't realize how far I had drifted. And that's what happens, right? It's not that you plan. I mean, if you're the person right now who's planning to leave your faith, the 20%, I would love to talk to you later, but this sermon's really not for you. Right now I'm not addressing the 20% who say, I'm just gone, because you've made a decision and undoing that decision, that's much tougher. I'm talking to the one who says, I plan to keep my faith. Don't drift away. Lean in to what God has for you. And listen, here's what I believe. Don't just go, and I'm going to say something. This is a really different statement as I'm getting ready to close. This is really different. You might not have ever heard this. You've been taught growing up so much, obey God, follow His word. I've said it in here. Stick to His word, lean into His word. I believe obeying God is so very important. But right now, what I'm talking about is not just obedience to God as much as just keeping your faith in Him and a relationship with Him. Pray to Him every day. Stay connected to people who love you. Right? There's something different about just blindly following laws and saying, all right, I'm checking the box. I'm not asking you to check the box. I'm asking you to have a heart change that says, I want to stay faithful to the Lord and to His people. And if you will lean into your relationship with God, if you will lean into the Word, and if you will lean into His plan, I promise you, no matter what your future holds, you will be successful, because it's not based on you. When you're leaned into Him, you're trusting in the one who says, with God, all things are possible. And so with that in mind, I'm excited for you. Alan, why don't we get you to come on up, and we're going to pray over you and honor you right now.
Thank you, Nathan. I really like that. Lean in. As a church, we don't want to just want to send y'all out empty-handed. We want to help give y'all the tools to help you lean into the Word, to lean into your faith. And so the last couple of years, I've been challenged by the part in our vision statement that says we're a church that holds to the Word of God. And so a couple of years ago, I think I mentioned this the last couple senior banquets we've had, but we started a new Bible initiative in the youth group. And instead of all the graduates receiving a brand new Bible as they go off to college, they actually receive a hopefully used Bible. By the time someone enters into the youth group, they're given a journal Bible that we keep out in the brick house. We've got special pens and highlighters out there. And every class, retreat, camp, trip that we do as a youth group, we take those Bibles with us and we keep it here. And that's what they use. They write notes in it, they highlight. And so by the time they graduate, they've got all these years of notes and memories and everything collected in this Bible. And then when they graduate, we get their name imprinted on it, and it's given to them as a gift. And I believe this is, I think, the third year that our seniors are receiving these Bibles. And I think they're very meaningful to them, especially to those who have used them. And for those who haven't used them, I hope you do, because they're really nice. At this time, can I have the elders of the church come on up? They're going to receive y'all and then give you your Bibles. And then afterwards, Vernon is going to offer a prayer blessing over y'all. So the first is Aiden Botkins. Aiden is graduating from Vista Ridge High School, and where she goes from here is still yet to be determined. But yeah, come on up. And we'll hold our applause until the end after everyone's up here. Taryn Cole. Taryn's graduating from Round Rock Christian Academy. She plans to attend Texas Women's University to major in English and wants to become a librarian. Morgan Cowan is not here. I will still honor her. She graduated early, actually, from Tom Glenn High School and plans to attend Austin Community College to study architecture and continue to work at the company she's currently with. Talon Crumley is also unable to be here this morning. He's graduating from Leander High School, plans to go to ACC to study psychology to become a sociologist. Israel Dominguez. I thought he got a haircut yesterday. Israel's graduating from Rouse High School, plans to enter the workforce and figure things out from there. Colin Frazier. Colin is graduating from Rouse High School, plans to attend ACC to study to become an EMT, after which he hopes to follow up his education with a training course at the Austin Fire Academy to become a firefighter. Yeah, you're good. Nylea Rivas. Nylea is graduating from Leander High School, plans to attend ACC to study history education. She would like to teach at a school or travel to historical places as a guide. Jane Slaughter. Jane is graduating from Rouse High School and plans to attend ACC to study computer graphics. And lastly, Emily Takeda. I don't think she's here this morning. She's graduating from Leander High School and plans to attend the University of Texas at Permian Basin to study political science. She hopes to go to the law school after completing her undergrad. Please join me in congratulating our high school class of 2021.
Pray for these graduates at this time. Father, we just lift up to you these young people who have actually graduated from school. Father, they're fixing to venture out into a new world, a new life. And we ask that at this time you will be with them. Help them to remember what they've learned about you, so they may share it with others. Help them through the hard times that they face, that they don't realize they're going to face. There are hurdles they have to cross. There's decisions to be made. There's things that involved in their lives where they are not certain of, or maybe certain, or think they're certain of, Father. And I just pray, God, that you will help them through those times. Help them to remember who you are and what you are and that you're there for them. I pray, God, that they will continue to communicate with you on a daily basis as they go out into the world, as they go into further education, or whether they go into a job, Father. We just pray that You will be with them. You'll guide them, guide their thoughts, guide their lives, help them make the right decisions, and help them when they make the wrong decisions. Just keep them lifted up towards you, Father. We're thankful for these children, these guys, these graduates, Father. We're thankful for them. And we just pray that they will spread the light into the world for some of us who are not able to spread it anymore, Father. Thank you for blessing them. Thank you for guiding them. Thank you for being in their lives to help glorify your name, Father, for we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Just as a last note, we're going to host a banquet for them in their honor tonight at 5:30 in Fellowship Hall. Please keep these graduates in your prayers. Please keep all the young people in your prayers. But pray that they will lean in and trust in God and His Word and their faith. Thank you all.
Awesome. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 is a verse I think that you can carry with you. Again, as you're planning your life, remember God says, "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord. Plans to... Give me a second. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you, help me out, a hope and a future. Thank you. The preacher just messed up right there. And see, look, God's still got a plan for me, and it's going to be okay. And if He can take care of me when I make mistakes, He'll take care of you in the midst of your mistakes too. Listen, we never want to leave without offering an invitation. And so listen, just because this message might have been directed at seniors doesn't mean that it's not one we all need. Amen? And so we all need to lean into God and to His plan and His direction. And so no matter who you are or where you're at in your life, if you've fallen away from His plan, if you have not been trusting in Him as you should have, if you've not been leaning into His Word, if you just need encouragement or prayers, whatever we can do for you, now is the time to come forward as together we stand and sing.